Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back. And I hope you guys have a beautiful Friday.
It's going to be hot again tomorrow. So, you know, prepare for it some kind of way. Drink water. Drink the recommended amount of water. Recommended amount of water, which most people don't do. That's amazing. I need to do some research on that to see, you know, really how many people get in there, you know, so-called 8 glasses of water per day, okay? So think about that, guys, especially with the heat the way it is, how hot it is. You got to keep your body, you know, what you call it, water. You know what I'm saying? Keep your body water, hydrated. You know what I'm saying? Keep it hydrated so that you'll, you know, keep functioning. Okay? If your body starts to dehydrate, it's going to stop functioning normally. So keep that water going. I mean, not the beer, but keep that water going. Drink beer at night when the sun goes down and it cools down. You know, drink beer then, but try not to drink it during the day because it dehydrates you. Unless you're going to drink some water, unless you're going to drink plenty of water in between beers. So, but, you know, that's how you can do it. Anyway, have a great show for you today, guys. Thank you for listening in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening. And those who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. If you are on my show page right now, go ahead and look for that icon that says follow this show. Click that icon and get in there and set that up however you want to be able to get show notes about the show. And also you can get it through Facebook and Twitter as well. The show has a Facebook page, which is, you know, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. You can go there on Facebook and do your thing and become friends of the show. You can also follow the show at Twitter. We're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? I got blogs, blog site out there. We'll talk about that later. But that's how you stay in contact with the show. Keep the show kind of fresh on your mind. And, you know, be able to listen in on some great topics. I have good stuff, man. Good stuff. And you know what? I get it from you. I get my stuff from you. People send me titles of shows all the time. Frank, talk about this. Talk about that. And that's how I get my topics. So you guys give great topics, and that's why you listen. See? That's how it goes. That's what we're talking about. 818-301-5834. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, guys. Really. And be a part of the show. Now, today's episode, get ready. Buckle your seatbelts. You know, hold on to your horses. Whatever else. I mean, if you're sitting at home, just sit back, kind of relax, and let's blare it out. Okay? Today's episode is called Gays. Are they born that way? And you know, you know, when I spelled gays, you ever had those words that you write or you type where they don't look right? You know, when you look at them, you'd be like, man, is that right? I got spelled check on, you know, in my studio, so I guess that's spelled right. You know what I'm saying? G-A-Y-S. It just doesn't look right, you know? But gays, are they born that way? Some people argue that they are born that way. Now, hold on. Before I get into this, I want to say right now that I'm not gay bashing at all. I'm not a gay basher. I'm a homophobe. I used to be way up on the ladder as far as the highest that you can be on the ladder in order to get away from people that weren't straight, that were like bisexuals. I'm standing on the top rung up there, and I'm tippy-toe. Okay, so, but I've learned over the years to kind of back down from that. You know, I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not ready to come down the ladder and talk and then like that. But I will, you know, instead of standing on my tippy toes, I'll just, you know, stand there flat footed on that top rung on the ladder. So anyway, guys, but these are what I'm seeing is that are gays born gay? Are you born gay? I mean, you born as a baby. Are you gay when you, you know, come out your mom's womb? When you came out of your mom's womb, you were gay then. You know, when you came out, that's what I'm talking about. Are they born that way? Are they born gay? I don't think so. It's my opinion, and I know I'm going to get a lot of emails and yada yada messages and stuff, but this is my opinion, okay? And that's how I feel, is that gays are not born gay. Lesbians aren't born lesbians. Okay? So, you know, I just don't believe in that. I just don't believe that. I believe you're born, you know, male and female. But as you grow older, I think you get influenced by maybe your peers, Or you're brought up in a household where, you know, I just see it, you know, where there are gay people there. Y'all with me? And like I said, I don't think that people are born gay. I think they develop that over the years. And then that becomes their way of life. And you know who they are. And some of them will tell you, but some of them you can, you know, you'll say, oh, he kind of sweetie pie. Or she kind of, what do they call it? Butch. I'll never forget a quick story. Some of my cousins and I know my cousins in Florida listening to the show, but some of my cousins, they came to town when my mom died for the funeral, right? And they stayed at a little hotel out here, and they went to the Cracker Barrel. And when they were in the Cracker Barrel eating, the waiter came to the table to take their order, and he told one of my cousins, he said, hey, you know, and they all females. He told one of my cousins, he said, hey, you look just like my Aunt Butch. Did she say Butch? Oh, that Butch. I mean, the guy, he wasn't calling her a butch, you know what I'm saying, like a lesbian, a butch. But he said that she looked like his aunt named Butch. Well, I tell you today, if you saw them today, they'll tell you that story. If we saw each other today, that'd be one of the first things, some of the first things you come with when you're sitting down and talking and reminiscing when you hadn't seen people in so long. You know, the funniest stuff you do or the craziest stuff you do comes up, you know, right there off the top. Soon as you see that person, your brain go right back to when y'all were, 21, and, you know, we went to a party and, oh, it got crazy. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. But let's get back to the show. Gays, are they born that way? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see there are some people that are just now joining the show. But gays, are they born that way? It's the name of the show today. And if you want to weigh in on this, just if you're on your cell phone right now, just press 1, and I'll put you on there, and you can voice your opinion. But I, like I said, I believe that gays are, you develop that lifestyle over the years, and I don't think that, let's see, that they can ever go back to being straight. You think so? I don't think that they can ever go back to being straight. Just my opinion, like I said, I know y'all are going to send me a bunch of messages, but, you know, I don't think they can go back. And, you know, I remember to this day, and like I said, you always remember funny stuff about people. But my dad, when he saw a gay guy, you know, like you say, you can, some of them walk, you know, gay, you know, twisting and all this stuff. And, you know, hey, he, you know, first thing you think, he out of line. So, you know, my dad used to say, he looked like he got hit by a sugar truck. You know, that means he got hit by a truck with sugar on it. Sugar got all on it, so he's sweet. Anyway, so, but I'm, like I said, I'm not gay bashing or lesbian bashing or anything like that. I'm just saying, I don't believe that gays are born gay, okay? I had, you know, someone else that they were, had their son at an early age now. We go over to their house, and the little boy, you know, 6-7 years old, he coming down the steps, and he got on one of his mom's dresses, and he done put the earrings on, and he got a little woman hat on. You know what I'm saying? He put a little makeup on his face. This what now? You know, he was 6-7 years old, so he wasn't applying makeup. They were. And he's coming downstairs, and they thought it was hilarious. Look at Eric. He crazy. Look at him. He liked to wear women clothes. What? And today, Eric, like 30 years old, maybe. You know, he shaky as he want to be. Because someone influenced that on him. It happens that way. I mean, and, you know, you get into it where, you know, you run into this crowd where your peers, and then you find out that they all, you know, going over each other's places, meeting at bars, going over each other's places and sitting around and, you know, playing games and then, you know, touching. You know what I'm saying? He found out that, and he started running with that crowd. Next thing you know, he done had one too many shots of tequila. He playing these games. They shooting him full of tequila. Next thing you know, somebody touched me. Somebody, hey, who was that touched me on my ass? Now, I don't play that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how, you know, intoxicated I am. Hey, you know, you touch me, dude, you know, something getting ready to happen. Or I got to go. So, you know, that's how guys get brought over to being, you know, in a relationship with the same-sex guy as well. Their peers that are gay. Okay? They, you know, they drag them down that road. So that's, you know, that's, those are a couple of things that I know. These are facts that I know. I mean, it's a fact that I know about this young boy that, you know, when we were younger, much younger, that he was, you know, wearing his mom's clothes. And they were putting makeup on him. And he pranced around in the living room with that stuff on. And they laughed. I know this. I saw this with my own eyes. And now, he's shaky, you know what I'm saying? He's gay, you know. He's been that way for a long time. But I don't believe he was that way when he was born. Y'all with me? So that's my show. Gays, are they born that way? 818-301-5834. And so, you know, that's how I feel about it. Like I said, you know, this is my opinion. And if you wanted to say something or have your opinion heard by the audience, you would call in and do that. But, you know, that's the platform that I give everyone. And like I said, I know a lot of people are listening online. That's the way most people listen. But, you know, a lot of people listen on the cell as well. And so call into the show. 818-301-5834. Our show today is Gays. Are they born that way? So anyway, the what did I learn today? You know, I hopefully taught something today. I hopefully share some info with someone. And, I mean, you know, I don't care what lifestyle you live. But I always say, just don't try to introduce that to me. If I want to be, you know, in that clique, I'd ask you about it. Don't come over and you know, and talk to me about it. Y'all with me? Because, you know, it's offensive to me. I'm sure it's offensive to some other people as well. It's like, man, get the out of here. I hit you in your mouth. I mean, like I said, you know, if you got Gage standing on the ground, I'm probably, you got a tall ladder trying to get, you know, that distance in between. I'm standing on that last, on that top rung of the ladder. And on my tippy toes, hoping, wishing that, you know, another rung would appear so I can go higher. That's how, you know, what a homophobic I was of gays and lesbians. Maybe not lesbians as much, but more gays. And as far as being able to go from a gay man to a straight man, or gay woman to a straight woman, again, because you're not born that way. I don't think it can happen. I don't think it can happen. I don't think you can do it. I guess you'd have to find a man who was gay and then became straight again. Who was gay and then straight again. Because when he was born, he was straight. So he went gay, then he went straight again. So we need to find a man like that or a woman like that and see what they have to say about being gay. I don't want to know. Y'all with me? But, you know, like I said, I have nothing against them. Do your thing. I do my thing. And, you know, we can move on with life. But I'm not interested in what you're doing at your, you know, in your private, behind your doors. Y'all with me? And so, you know, there was a question, would you rather live in a room with no windows, okay, to look out of, or would you rather live in a room that's all glass where everyone could see your every move? Y'all with me? The things that men and women do with each other. You know, that's, you know, the way it is. But the things that men and men do with each other and women do with each other, living in a glass house where everybody could see your every move, you know, that's not normal or traditional. Our show today, guys, was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call a certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. There's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, guys, I want to thank y'all for listening in to the show. Join me tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, and we're going to have a great show tomorrow. I got another topic that I want to put out there. And tomorrow's like Free Fall Friday. But if no one calls in, if no one calls in wanting to, you know, talk on Free Fall Friday, then I'll have a topic that I can talk about, okay?
And you'll know what I mean to say, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all
about.
You can't take me for granted and smile. I get it reaching my phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while.
For a while.
When you see me again, I'll say you have.